still no sight nor sound of Mr. Gillies? The lieutenant asked, dragging his vowels, as Yorkshire folk tend to. Mind you, I always knew we were trouble. One of them clever types who thinks himself above the rest of us, and taking a voyage halfway round the world in such a state of poor health makes you wonder. My fingers tensed irritably around the stem of my pipe as I sought to relight it. From what I gather, Mr. Gillies was braving this passage to benefit from the mild climate Chile has to offer. Ah, well, there were always something queer about that man, if you ask me, the lieutenant went on, taking little heed of what I said. I heard he was dismissed from another ship owing to a matter of misconduct involving a young officer.